The laws of the laws of working on Shabbat using goyim are very complicated, and they're well documented in Shulchan Aruch, in Simanim, Reshmem Dalet, Reshmem He, Reshmem Vav, Zayin, etc. Every case needs to be analyzed on its own, and we cannot extrapolate from one case to another case. Today specifically we're talking about giving money to a goy before Shabbat, obviously, and having him invest it for you. Which means you're telling the goy you'll give him a certain percentage, or you give him a certain fee for playing with your money, and then you make the profits. Is that permissible? It's very possible that the goy will make these investments on Shabbatot, on Yamim Tovim, on days that clearly we're not allowed to work, nor are we allowed to hire people to work for us on those days. So is that permissible or not? But we could argue that there are reasons for this to be very permissible. Why? Few things. First of all, I'm not telling the goy to work on Shabbat or Yom Tov. I'm telling him to invest for me. To me it doesn't matter when he invests. As long as he makes me a profit, I don't particularly care which day he decides to go to work. So that's a reason to say it's mutar. Another reason to say it's mutar is because he's working for himself. After all, he's getting a certain amount of money, so he wants to get the job done, especially if he's getting a percentage, so he has motivation from himself. I'm not the motivator, he's motivated, self-motivated. Thirdly, the reason why it should be permissible is because there's no money to iron over here. Because nobody knows whose money this is. It's money. It's not like there's a store that says Cohen Brothers on it, or some type of publicly known Jewish company. This is money. Mm-hmm. Who knows when he's buying investments that this money, where it came from. So therefore it's really hard to trace it back to the Jew for an issue of money to iron. Fourthly, that this transaction is happening outside of the Jewish home. It's not happening in the Jewish house. A goy cannot work in a Jewish home on Shabbat, that's clear. In this case over here, he's doing the work in his own computer, in his own place. Because of all these factors, Shulchan Aruch writes in Resh Mem He Halakha Dalet, Yachol, Yisrael, Liten Legoy Ma'ot, Litasek Bahem. ואף על פי שהגוי נושא ונותן בהם בשבת חולק עמו כל השכר בשווה בפני שאין מלאכה זו מוטלת על ישראל לעשותה שנאמר שהגוי עושה שליחותו. Which means there's another factor that Shulchan Aruch says which is very important to this halakha. Normally it would be forbidden if the setup would be that I tell the goy, okay, you work on Shabbat and I'll work against the day that you worked on one of the days of the week. If that's the way the setup is, it's a problem, because it's like I'm sending him to work on Shabbat for me. He's my shaliach, and I'm making up that day that he worked during the weekday. That's a problem. In this case, that's not the setup over here. I'm giving him the money to invest. He's doing the business himself. It's not like I have to now invest on another day of the week against what he did. He's doing all the investment. I'm doing nothing. I'm not involved in it bichlal. So Shulchan Aruch clearly says he's not my shaliach. And then he says, "V'chein en ha'esek nikar mimihu." The esek is not noticeable to who it belongs to. So again, this is the heter, how we're allowed to make investments in the stock market, how we're allowed to make investments in banks. After all, if a person gives money to a bank, so the bank is taking his money and they're investing it on Shabbat. Although we didn't tell them specifically to invest it on Shabbat, but as they feel fit to invest the money, they're going to invest and they're going to give you a profit from that money. But it's okay. So long as we didn't specifically tell them to do it on Shabbat. For that matter, if you're telling a stockbroker, he's getting a fixed amount of money for every trade that he's going to make. He's not trading in my house, he's trading in his office. Shabbat, it's not so common because the markets are closed, but on Yom Tov, the markets are open. And therefore, you didn't tell him to buy or sell. Even if you just would give him a certain a number, I want you to sell by this number and I want you to buy at this number. I didn't tell him specifically on Shabbat as well, it would be permissible to make all those transactions so long as it was done. The only case was going to be as soon as, again, if a person was in a specific position, he said, I need you to sell this on Yom Tov. That's already a problem. You never tell the goy to do something specifically. All these cases is talking about where it's being done in a general way. Similarly, Shulchan Aruch writes in the next halakha that this would apply also to merchandise. Mutar li Yisrael li ten sechora le goy limkor. You can give the goy merchandise and let him sell it. Ubevad shelo yomar lo mechor b'Shabbat, which is an amazing case. You're giving the goy a merchandise to sell. You didn't have to sell it on Shabbat, and you're giving him a percentage of the commission or whatever it may be. He's going around to the stores on Shabbat selling the merchandise. Not a problem. I didn't have to sell it on Shabbat. As a matter of fact, the Hakam Avodah is lenient in certain cases that even if the market is only open on Shabbat, which means there's like a certain show or something that the vendors are all there. So by telling him, listen, here's goods, I want you to sell it. And the market is on Shabbat, so you know he's going to go on Shabbat. Is lenient, especially in the case of Hefsed, where you could give him the merchandise, not to tell him to go to the show. You're not telling him to go sell it. But it's almost known that he's going to do it. The Ben Ishchai also in the Sefer Abdel Achot is also lenient on this, although in Ben Ishchai Parashat Ve'Yishlach he was more machmir, but in Abdel Achot clearly he was mekel. So therefore, again, to give a goy merchandise me'erev Shabbat and a commission to go sell it, and he comes back on Monday, saying, "Hey, I made the here's the profits that we made." There would be no problem in such a case as well.